The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
That is a funeral, and then we all just went off. And it was, it helps. You gotta laugh a little bit. But it is shocking still when that happens. So we'll play some Slipknot in here this morning and get that in there. No problem with that. I got no issues with that.
Not at all.
That's the good thing about great musicians from bands passing away, as you get to reminisce a little bit. Start popping in some of that music that you might have forgotten about for a little while. So that one's certainly strange. Brady, I don't know if you want to wait or if you want to tell your tale of your...
Had a boner this morning.
Or you want to do
I can do it right now.
Let's go right
just
now.
A slight delay this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brady's boner.
I come in this morning. Get in the front door, no problem. Use our little key fob.
Here in the
and
building.
On the way up the stairs, I see this little scampering. Oh, totes adorbs. It's a little baby gecko.
Oh, God.
So I get upstairs. After he scampers around, I let him go.
Oh, wait a minute. He scampered. What do you mean you let him go?
He's on the steps right inside here.
Sure.
And I keep going up the steps. Go to the office.
You didn't
sit down.
Trap him yet.
No.
Okay.
And I'm sitting down and I'm getting ready to pull up some stuff to do some reading. And I got to go rescue that little critter. Let him outside.
You just can't let lizards be.
Well, I'm saying I would. The whole thing was I'm going to go leave today. And there it is.
Yeah.
Splat on the steps. So I go out of the office, get on the steps. And it takes me a good 3 minutes trying to get this little guy scampering around. So I get him. Yes. Go down the stairs, open the door. And as I'm putting on a clink, clink, door closes.
You smashed him.
I'm locked out.
Oh.
So there I'm sitting there for 10 minutes like...
Idiot.
I wish I had a skateboard. I'd start doing some stuff on there. Just sitting out front.
Yep.
Waiting.
Who got you in?
I think the producer of KSLX, he came in. I thought everyone
so
was in.
It was, get him out the front door?
I was waiting for you.
I'd be right on the heels.
One.
Yeah. That's hilarious. And you know what? Good. You deserve it. Tired of you scaring the hell out of lizards.
Well, I thought about keeping them inside because I'm like, well, maybe there's some insects inside. You live there, but...
Oddly enough, as I walked up the stairs today, I smashed a big ant on the wall.
You did.
So he would have done that
job.
So now I'm the lizard. This is what we used to do when he'd golf. He sees something scurry and the golf game has to stop until he catches it. And basically, if you could mic up the lizard... It would be screaming, no, no, I'm fine, leave me alone, leave me alone. And he's like, I'm doing a good thing. You're just an insane person. He would have been fine. Or not. You don't know,
I don't know. Well,
you don't
that's
know what's going to happen to him out there.
Look, the first take was, I'm passing over. Let him go.
Right.
He'll be fine.
But you can't live with yourself with something.
He's too small. Someone's going
to
crush him.
You just need to leave it be. Oh, I got this problem at my house. God forbid a bird bangs into a window at my place. Oh, you might as well have the sanctuary on speed dial. It's a pigeon, for God's sakes. I'll take a shovel and I'll throw him back in the air. If he comes back to Earth, it wasn't meant to be. They're supposed to be airborne. And if they're so stupid they're flying into the windows, then Darwin is playing his part. Birds that fly into windows don't deserve saving, I think. Oh, I got to save them all the time. And I have discovered that my dog, Jack Ham, would be a great birder because he soft mouths all the dead birds right to the door.
That's a bird dog.
It's a bird dog. Right? He's not a crusher, and he likes it. I had a Weimaraner. It used to catch them out of the air and break their necks. She'd step on their heads and snap their necks. It was the coolest thing. It was most graphic, but the coolest thing I've ever seen. She'd sit in a bush, and he'd like get in that crouch and start to point. She pointed without training. I'm like, I don't know. This dog just has instinctual point skills, and she'd point in the bush. I'm like, all right, Get out of there, Brandy.
Take it out.
And Brandy would do these backflips and grab a bird. A dove would try to get away, and she'd get it.
Wow.
Like right off the tree branch. And you didn't even see it in the bush. And then she'd walk it over to you while the bird's in her mouth just shaking. And oh, I swear to God, if a dog could smile and laugh, she was doing it. And she'd put it on the ground, put her foot on its head, and snap its body. And this quick little, got him. And then walk away, and I'm like, oh, my dog's a murderer.
Look who's got dinner.
But that's Brady.
Well, now, will any of this wind up on Boss KUPD?
Do we get to video
something?
Of it?
Something
no,
worthy?
No. Oh, this is hard.
Now, yeah. If you are.
Would have been too, I couldn't have gotten it with one hand.
What did you have to do?
Well, I'd be filming in the other hand, trying to rescue
the whole crew for a gecko?
To chase a gecko around.
Right.
Because you know you're not built for that, right? That is not your natural prey.
I got him.
You are a predator of not. You catch lizards, though. I got to hand it to you. You've been doing it since I've known you. It's the most. A, it's annoying. B, just leave him alone. He would have been okay. And it's all for you, by the way. It has nothing to do with that lizard safety. That's a human trait to think that you're saving nature. Yeah, that thing was on his own. He'd either figured it out and here eating bugs.
I know. Or gone back outside. I gotta say, hey, he chose his place to be.
He did. But it. He just got
I'm
in.
I'm giving him another shot.
He and was you know fine, what? Though.
He'll
that's
probably
the
last 5 minutes out there. He's
that
tiny.
Is where human arrogance
a lot
comes
of them
in.
Get eaten.
But
anyway,
Brady, that's where human arrogance comes in.
I'm giving him another shot.
You were playing God.
I was.
He didn't need another shot. He was fine.
He's going to be down there, and you never know. He could be the absolute best after this.
He might have been eaten already by something bigger.
Yeah.
Maybe he came in and goes, you know what? No predators in here. I just find a little cubby. They got some bugs. This is going to be all right. And then Dom DeLuise comes over with a cup and starts shaking him up, runs him back
no
outside
cup.
Where he doesn't want to be. You hand caught him?
Yeah.
Very impressive and also annoying. He probably has a heart condition now.
And I had to be Brandy with my fingers, you know, like your dog. Very gentle.
Very soft.
Fragile.
Because you're not supposed to touch him.
By the way, how nice was it to be able to walk on the walk?
Oh, they cut that tree out of the way. Yeah, that's nice. But yeah, back to you.
It's like walking
through NOM. You need to stop touching the wildlife.
Can't help it.
Yeah, you can, actually. It's very easy.
Not when there's an animal rescue going on.
Wasn't a rescue. The thing didn't cry for help. He was doing great. There was a bug on the wall.
He couldn't get off the steps.
Look. Yes, he could have. They climb walls.
He was trying to climb. He couldn't because the paint on the back of the
Brady,
steps.
Brady, stop it.
I watched. I observed first. And
you,
it's
need
like,
to do, you need to come in and do
he
your
got up
job.
That little stairway. And
there was an ant on the wall that was a three-day meal for him. So he was going to make it at least another week. With what I killed. Smashed it up against the wall.
An ant might have taken him.
You feel like... You've done some.
I did a good deed this morning.
Good deed, but basically, you gave a small lizard a massive heart condition and, like, probably poisoned his skin with your dirty little bichitoed fingers. Had you had Gardettos yet?
No.
Your fingers weren't bichitoed?
No.
Okay.
No.
You didn't have any dust on there.
No, but you never know. The soap could have been.
What had you eaten already on your way in?
Large pizza.
Did you have a large pizza in the car again?
No,
God damn
it.
That has to stop, too. Don't recycle that box. Anyway, that's funny. I wish we could get follow-up stories on his lizard killing, because I guarantee you the poison on his fingers is just eating alive the tails of so many Chuck Wallas, and oh, it's annoying. Golf course, standing on top of it. Where'd Brady go? It's his turn. Oh, he's on a rock. Hold on a second.
Got him!
Nobody wanted you to do that.
Come got here. Him, look. Lick this toad. Look at it.
Ooh. We're golfing one day, he picked a snake up.
Jesus.
Look. We know. Put it down.
Look.
Well, you're not doing anything.
Look at it. What are you doing? Mira.
Why are you doing it in Spanish?
Mira, mira, chupacabra.
No, no English.
No English. Mira, mira, aquí.
Yeah, you got to stop touching the wildlife.
Brady. I'm against cameras and all that kind of stuff, but I would have paid money for a camera in that stairwell this morning.
Oh,
just to
watch Brady chasing
it.
A lizard. Yeah, we need to release lizards all through the building and just make him. He'll just have a heart attack.
I gotta save him all. I gotta save him.
But it's that to me. It's just a human thing. Megan does it at home with the birds.
We gotta save him.
I'm like, a cat'll eat it. A stray, something.
Oh, I don't want that to be its ending.
Like, how many birds are as lucky as the ones that live in our backyard, and they dug out half of that beautiful $40,000 goddamn palm tree. It's got a hole in the side of it because there's dumb pigeons in there. And it craps the size of a person. It's just giant loads, and I just hose them off all the time. Get out of my goddamn...
Stop being mean to that bird deserves it.
Heard the other day.
I found
it. Because it was a gray pigeon with a white head. A little black spot on the side.
And our
suddenly
our pigeon's gone.
Oh yeah, good.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, it's dead pigeon. was thrilled. Thrilled by it. Because I've been trying to get that poop.
Spikes on the fence.
Do you have the spikes? Oh, I got spikes and spots.
I hate pigeons.
Oh, I can't stand them. And they're toxic. And they call their friends. They've got some. The pigeons have a device, you know already, the homing device. They've also got Bluetooth technology. Because one pigeon that you allow in your backyard for longer, it'll be like three or four of them will come over in a little bit.
It's quicker now. They have 5G.
Maybe. They might. They might be using that. But that's But
we have to do something about that bird. Jack has something in his mouth.
Well, then it's too late.
No, go get it and save it.
I'm not touching that lice-riddled mess. No.
We got a guy in our cul-de-sac. He's like Tom Berenger in Sniper with when it comes to pigeons and stuff. He's up there with a pellet gun on his roof laying down in prone position. And he's knocking
him. Ghillie suit.
Oh, yeah.
That might as well be 9/11 if that's my neighbor, because there would be phone.
You've got to stop shooting them.
And I hope pigeons go on the way off the thing.
And I'm all for it. He's like, I hope you don't mind this. I'm like, please do it more, because they're S-ing all over my house.
Then they also pick one house.
Yeah.
Like a neighborhood will have one house that has like 1,000 pigeons out of nowhere, and they just stay. We had one when I lived in Arcadia that they had to change the roof out. The guy couldn't get rid of them.
Ugh.
Didn't touch the neighbor's houses. Like,
wow.
400 or 500 pigeons, no joke, just showed up and perched up on this dude's house. And within a week, the poop was so strong you could not only smell it, it's toxic. His roof started to get too heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they had to change out roof stuff, and then they just eradicated them.
Or heavier doves than the pigeons.
I'm fine with doves. You can shake them. Pigeons will look at you like it's their house.
A mess.
John, when you talked about Brady's boner this morning, I thought Brady got some ass this morning. Disappointed.
Yeah. Well, come on. You knew that this was a 1940s boner. This wasn't going to be one of them modern Pornhub boners. It's one of them grandpa had a boner. It might as well have ended. I caught him in two shakes of a lamb's tail. All right, Pops. Thanks for telling your tale.
There is a little bit of tail on the stairwell.
Did you chunk him? He cut his own tail off to run from you.
A little. I mean, it's like.
That's what they do. When they're released. Afraid of dying.
Yeah, well, you're getting rescued.
No, you're not.
Part of the rescue.
Part of the rescue.
I put him in the basket and I spun it like crazy.
The rescue.
Did you bring his tail out there for him, too?
Oh, I can't even. It's so small.
Oh, okay.
I've never been good at rescuing anything wildlifery. I always go back to the time that little mouse was in our pool in Tempe when I was a kid. My dad's like, there's something swimming around in the pool out there if you're going to go out. And I look, it's cute little five-year-old American tail. Oh, get the net. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with him. And he's scrambling because the net's now a threat to him. So I know his little mouse heart was going. It, you know, it had the HBP like Brady does.
Yeah,
it's get him his statin. And I get the net under him and I going to put him in the alley and I catapult him in, and what do you hear? Neighbor's pool. He flew. That thing took off. He had a little more weight to him than I thought, so popped the net to try to just pop him into the alley, and that thing took off like it could fly. And
Freedom! Yeah! God damn it! My life is water!
And they always end up dying. But yeah, all right. Well, Brady, you didn't do a good thing this morning by scaring that little guy. His tail is totally different on his radio show this morning. I got this giant thing just chased me around this building. I got into this building. I've been living in this mansion. It's been unbelievable.
You ever been picked up by sausages before?
First off, let me tell you two things, guys. Air conditioning. Look into it. It's the greatest thing for lizards ever.
Humidity gone.
We don't need to be out in this anymore. They've built us giant boxes, and there's cracks everywhere. You can just live in the walls. But this giant thing walked right by me. I thought, whew, that was a close call. Next thing you know, this lumbering beast comes back. I broke my tail off trying to, and he caught me and he put me back outside.
Here you go, you little shaver.
There you go, Fando. I'm here to help you. You're funny.
Just cut your tail off. Run. We think we're helping them. Of human arrogance. That's all that
high five me on the way out.
No, it was his arm falling off from your toxic fingers touching his little baby skin. And then there's a difference, too. There's you, the ones who feel like, you know, you're Snow White or something. You got to do something about everything. And then there's the other weirdos, like that kid Jim I grew up with, that when he'd see a gecko on a wall, he'd punch it.
What?
Yeah, it was a horrible person. We were playing with a toad at a park. We found this toad after a big random, big ass giant. Well, this thing's cool. Smacking behind him, he's jumping. And I think he started to like us because he'd come back. Like, we're on the basketball court and smacking him right behind his feet. And And here comes Jimmy Rich. What do you guys have? Says, it's a toad. Look how big it is. Awesome, man. Rides his bike around for a second. We get to playing basketball again. He's just on the other end of the court. And Jimmy's like, check this out. And he goes to bunny hop over the toad and smashes his back tire and blows the thing up on the court. Like, you dick, what'd you do that for? And then he just rode away with that, like, he was the kid from Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Jimmy Rich was that guy. So Brady was.
Everyone has that.
Yeah, everybody's got that. You had Andy Lestock. Is he the one that buried the cats?
That was Dimmel, supposedly. But
well, you spread that
Andy
story.
Would torture cats.
Brady had a kid who buried a bunch of cats heads up and mowed them in his neighborhood.
He also had a bird cemetery in his backyard. Brett, just like you have your air rifle guy.
Yeah.
Andy would set up two or three bird feeds in the backyard and just take out birds. He's like, I'm up to 500 birds. It's in the back of, in the garage, in the backyard, back wall. He shows, come here, look at this. And there's a pile. And he goes, right now I'm up to 50 cardinals, which was the state bird. Massive
totally
fine.
Illegal. Yeah. Can't shoot the state
and
bird.
And he knows it. And he's like, I got 50.
Wow.
He's dead, though.
He died. Yeah, he got his.
I would imagine,
yeah. He got his, yeah. Well, good. Well, Brady, it's a lovely attempt, but stop touching the lizards. They don't want you, and you don't need them.
Let it go. Let it go next time.
Like
lizard
a native,
on the steps.
Like, yes, like a Native American. Leave it. Only footprints take only memories. You know? He doesn't need you. He'll figure it out. He worked his way into a building, for God's sakes.
Somebody left the door open.
That's right. And that's all you got to do.
Leave the door open. I'm going to leave a door open.
Just a little Silk Sonic.
How about if I capture and I put, I'll have a little terrarium at my desk.
Yeah, that'd be great. That wouldn't be weird at all. Anyway, Brady's stories of doom and gloom rescued a lizard. But it almost, see what it did? It almost locked you out of the building.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Neander producer, you would be outside still. Because I'm not letting you back in. Or you know what? If you're then save them all, Brady. Save them all. I don't know what you're waiting on. There's lizards all over out here. The world is your Easter egg hunt. Go find them all and put them in a bucket. All of them are in peril, by the way, at all times. Every lizard you see is constantly
he's battling.
In peril.
He's battling.
Every day's a battle. This one finally found sanctuary and you put him back. So what you did was you threw him back onto the battlefield.
Yep.
His only predator here was a foot. And he was willing to take that chance because we wouldn't even been looking for him. Out there, God knows what. He's back in it. Way to go, dude. Way to go.
Give him a natural.
You know what you did?
Natural death.
You just took a kid who had just escaped from the woods and waved down a car. These guys, these hillbillies in the woods, they've been attacking me for the last 2 weeks. Hop in. Let me drive you over to this pedophile's house I know. Oh, God, I thought I was safe.
We got nothing on these guys.
That's the best I survived ever. Girl escaped from the woods. A young girl sees this truck going by. These guys have been holding her hostage, doing horrible things to her for weeks. Waves down a truck on the side of the road. Guy's like, oh, this is terrible. She gets in. Guy drives her.
Does the same thing?
Does the exact same thing. Oh. Takes to another lair in the woods. You don't, just don't go in the woods. Anyway, nice job, Brady. Well done. It's 6:14. That poor little lizard. It's all I think about. I think all those Chuck Wallace with burns on their tails from your thumbs. Because I don't touch wildlife because I don't know what's on my hands. I think it's bad for them. I've always heard that, too. You touch a bird, it can hurt them.
It won't go back to its young.
Is that right?
If you put the young back in the nest.
Oh, yeah, and your scent
that's
or whatever
not,
on them? It's not true because you've done it so many times. Stop it. Oh, I won't do that either. Sometimes those birds will fall out of our tree and the little babies are trying to fly and stuff. I just keep the dogs away because that one's still got a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Or I'll scoop him with a shovel and he'll try to fly away like you're useless and put him in the alley. Quail's the worst because they forget they can fly.
Those little tiny.
Oh, and they start screaming for their babies in the front yard if one gets straggling. Hilarious. Too cute. I'm not killing any of them, but I'm not touching them either. Let nature work itself.
Half go of the batches of quail.
Of course they do. They're the size of Dippin' Dots, for God's sakes. Well, Brady, Wildlife Brady, I would have liked to. Brett's right. You should have put that
wonderful
on.
Wonderful rescue no, this morning.
A terrible, terrible crime was committed in the world of lizards. And also, it should have been on your stupid page.
Yeah.
That's the only interesting thing. You chasing a lizard with the Benny Hill music behind it would have been outstanding. Finally. Something worthwhile. Even if you didn't catch it, just a...
Oh, there's a couple failed attempts.
Yeah. Well, he... It's a bad lizard, too, that can't juke you. He wanted back in. Well, well played, Brady. It's 6:15. You should be out there with those ladies in Scottsdale saving those fish. You seen that? Scottsdale's got fish all over the sidewalks. Have you seen this?
From the wash?
Yeah,
from the
rain. Yeah, they've washed up, and now there's fish all over. And this lady on the news yesterday, she called the news, because that's what white women with nothing to do do.
I'll call the news and show them I'm a good woman.
She's out there scooping fish up.
Saving carp.
I don't know what she's saving. And they're displaced in these puddles and parks. And the, basically what it is her green belt over on Hayden started to stink like a hooker. So she's picking up these fish and she sees a few of them are still struggling. So she took a bucket out and she's putting them back. So they probably got a disease now. So she probably just infected the entire lake.
Here we go, COVID-20 coming down.
Yeah, COVID-20, because this lady's touching dying things that are diseased.
Now they're going to have to redo the trenches on Hayden.
Yeah,
the old wash.
Again. And then scooping those dying fish and putting them back in there with a healthy smart fish, and Darwin's plan is destroyed. Then you have that outbreak of those popped-up dead fish that lakes have all the time. Let's get a wake-up song. Probably Slipknot related, I would assume, today.
I would think so.
Let's get a really good one out here for Joey. It's 6:17. It's 98 KUP. Let's wake it up together. It's 98. I almost choked.
Wake up!
If the younger generation doesn't get into
rock,
then guess what? An art form has died.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.